Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, October 26th. It is 11:30. This is season 3, episode 8. This is MJJ Talk. I'm John, and this is Javanko.
MJJ Talk, the place for conversation, is brought to you in part by American Airlines. Discover a new city today. With all new low prices, American Airlines makes you go beyond your comfort zone. Go to AA.com. We also would like to wish everyone a happy Halloween. Be safe and beware. Today's show and podcast is being presented in Adobe Surround Sound Audio.
Well, it is going to be a great weekend, Javanko.
Mm-hmm. I'll say.
And
November
we have,
is around the corner.
Yes, Election Day is around the corner, and there is just so much to talk about before then. I just want to go over a few things. Me and Javanko this weekend will have a special show to talk about the Massachusetts ballot initiative question this weekend. It's a special show. It's going to be a great show. Next week, Javanko will be off all week. I will be live. I will have a special co-host next week, or I'll be doing the show alone, but I believe I have some co-hosts lined up for everyone. We have 12 days, 28 minutes, and 10 seconds until Election Day in the United States, Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. I think we should start with a clip that I sent Javanko prior to the show today that I found online. I'll have Javanko explain that.
So it was basically a 30-second clip of this woman at a Hillary Clinton rally introducing her and recites the Pledge of Allegiance, but not to its full capacity. Maybe if I play it, John, do you think, let's try and see if they can hear it.
I'll put it on the, we'll make it available on the podcast.
All right, try it.
Go ahead.
All right, here it is.
Bring us together as one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I gotta say, that came in clear. That actually did come in clear. So we don't even have to do anything special.
Now, all you viewers out there, you can imagine that is not. It's an embarrassment.
Well, let me just say
some
things.
We forgot what this country was started from, and it's like there's no passion in our country anymore. But we can't recite the full and clear context of the Pledge of Allegiance. What a disgrace!
Well, Javanko said it great. I just want to add that. The person that was before Hillary Clinton was just someone who warms up the crowd. So it wasn't like anyone famous. It was just a supporter, which I think is significant, Javanko, a supporter. Explain why in a second. But as me and Javanko talk about all the time, is free speech being limited? And let me just say, you know, I speak to a lot of people, religious, non-religious people, and they have – you know, they don't think that the word under God or the word of God on a dollar bill necessarily means the God you believe in or anything like that. The God is supposed to be like it's just a term that means like it's like an American God term. Does that make sense?
I'll tell you what it is. It's a term of what this country was founded on from the very beginning, from the very first settlers. So
yeah.
important part of our history. Our history. It's like our history is being forgotten.
It means the liberty of America. That's pretty much what
exactly.
It means. So,
nail on head,
you know, I think it's a really big disgrace when it's not said, because it's like an American nationalistic thing. So it's sad, and I think it's like a censor of free speech and like political correctness, of course. But the thing is, like I said, it was someone to rally up the crowd. And like I said, I think it's significant because that's how a lot of her supporters are thinking. I'm not saying all of her supporters, but if one supporter is like that, obviously there's probably a following. So Jovanko, does this mean in the future or right now there is a limit of free speech?
Not just free speech, religion. Because even though it's not necessarily geared towards religion, they're going to go off on some crazy bender, and they've already been doing this. And it's going to look as they're talking about this in the background of limiting religious expression. Anything that falls under religious freedom, because they're pulling it, well, we have to have respect for all the diverse population that we have. Now, you look back to the great wave of immigration. You had Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, Christians, Protestants, Muslims coming from all over the world, John. And they all have one purpose: to come to America for a better life and live the American dream. So, with the American dream being dead, all these things start to crumble right after: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, gun rights, so on and so forth. It's like a domino effect.
Jovanko, I just think it's sad to hear, and it's just something that, you know, we're going to have to be wary of in the future. I mean, it's just sad. So I guess we can move on. I don't know if you have anything else to say about that.
No, I pretty much said what I wanted to say about that.
But I couldn't believe about this next thing I want to talk about tonight, and it's about Michael Moore. I think we know Michael Moore for being some kind of extreme socialist.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jovanko wants to comment on Michael Moore before I tell the story.
No, he's one of those people like Bernie Sanders or any other shaker will go out and say exactly what he feels, is strong in his opinion, and takes the current status quo. That's Michael Moore wrapped, you know, that's in a nutshell. That's Michael Moore. That's who he is.
So what happened was when I was looking at some things online, I ran into a video from Michael Moore, and I'm not so fond of Michael Moore, but I watched the video, and he was supporting Trump. He said that Donald Trump is like a big F you to the political system, because remember, he is against the political system in the United States, because he thinks it's rigged. Jovanko, he is like the first person to say it's rigged.
You know,
am I wrong?
If I was running against all those goons, I would say right from the get-go, before my announcement that I was running, that the political system is rigged. It is rigged. Anyone who can't understand and agree to that is in some delusion of grandeur that, you know, all these elections and the electoral college and even the voting is all fair. It's not. I told you that Acorn Company back in 2008, they were sued. People were thrown in jail because they were coming, making up names, coming up with dead people's names, registered to vote. And that was not the Republicans, that was the Democrats. So you got voter fraud going on, and you got the Electoral College, which we don't stand a chance in Massachusetts as Donald Trump voters because we know how that is, Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. So you look at every state, you look at just the country in general, and now we're seeing, and they just got caught again, and WikiLeaks just came out with this. Now they're using more dead people's names. So we got like thousands of people full voting before the election. Their names are already put in the system before the election. Did you hear about this?
Not really. Can you explain?
So they're going ahead. So states like Florida, some a couple of the Midwestern states, the New England, California, some of these states, Arizona, their systems are already putting in people that aren't registered to vote, people that are dead, or people that don't even exist. They're already putting their names in the system. And some of these states are crucial states. So when you talk about the whole political system and the election system is rigged, of course it's rigged. So
yeah,
it's Donald Trump versus the establishment entirely, but mostly the Democrats. Mostly the Democrats. But then you get the Republican elites like the Mitt Romney and the Bushes that are conspiring with the Clintons and all in the Democrats at the very, very top. And they're controlling the mainstream media like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
It is very sad. Like this is what, and just think if she gets sent, how much bad off we're gonna be. Next thing you know, what, she's gonna put her daughter in? God help us. No one's
so,
gonna
I mean,
get a job.
Let me just say something else. That,
yeah,
go
ahead, please.
About the Michael Moore part. Michael Moore also said that Trump's doing, a huge service, I apologize. He's doing good service when he says that he's going to be tough with people. He said that he actually witnessed Donald Trump in a conference with supporters. Actually, not supporters. There was a conference with business people, and he said this. The press were there too, but you don't hear about this. He said that to the GM and all of the automobile people. He said, if you make your product overseas, you're going to get a 35% tariff. So you're going to make it here in the United States. I mean, don't we want that? Don't we want that hard talk?
Absolutely. But, you know, in the people that are in there, they put up this front that they're so tough, but they're in it for themselves. A lot of them are stupid, have not been in the business world, don't know a damn thing about economics, but they have a law degree. See, all these
exactly.
people have a law degree.
Yep.
And they don't even uphold to the laws. Scamming, they're fraud. They're committing theft of other countries, and even murder.
So, I want to say one more thing. Another topic I want to discuss, Javanko. I'm not sure if you saw Fox News yesterday.
No, I was like unavailable yesterday. I had to go off campus to another school, but
Javenko is a very busy person.
I am.
I wanted to say something. First off, Megyn Kelly makes around, on average, about $6.5 million a year.
Really?
She makes $6.5 million a year. So, her contract's going to end after the election season. And want to know what she's seeking? $20 million.
Oh.
She's looking for $20 million. Okay? I think that's kind of steep. But yesterday she had a altercation with Newt Gingrich. I'm not sure if everyone knows who Newt Gingrich
is. I saw a little bit of that. Holy moly. Go in depth.
So here's the transcript. So I'm going to say Kelly and Gingrich. Kelly said, if Trump is a sexual predator, Gingrich, he's not a sexual predator. Kelly, okay, that's your opinion. I'm not taking a position on it. Gingrich, you can't say that. You could not defend that statement. Kelly, I'm not taking a point on it. Gingrich, now I'm sick and tired of people like you using language that's inflammatory. That's not true. And then Kelly said, and what we saw on the tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward, it's 11 now, after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it. Gingrich, you are fascinated with sex and you don't care about public policy. And then that's when they just start yelling at each other and there's really no substance there. So all I'm going to say, Javenko, is regarding that, I just think she was trying to get him rattled up.
Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, I just thought it was uncalled for. I mean, the thing is, there's a way of reporting the news and giving your own opinion as the commentator. The commentator is supposed to stir conversation. What we do on this show, Javenko, is it's more when we have guests. We move the conversation. We also put our own twist on it to keep everyone honest and balanced, but we're considered commentators. We're not here saying we're not reading the news. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's what our show is. But when you watch these cable network shows, I'm trying to get the news of the day. Am I wrong?
It's like reality television Scandal. It's really ridiculous. The news, as far as I'm concerned, is dead. It's dead. Mainstream media news is dead.
So what do you think of that?
We don't get the full story and we don't get the truth. No more.
Well, what do you think of that back and forth? She's asking for $20 million. For her next contract a year. I just don't know. It just sounds like she's in this for herself, for her own interest. It's just so sad because that's not what it's supposed to be. You don't go into journalism to make a name.
Once they get in the circle, John, the gloves are off. The gloves are off. Same thing with politics. Once you get in there, the gloves are off. If you're in it for yourself, it's really bad. It's
gotten, I mean,
No one has respect for one another anymore. That's a given. Number two, no one really understands or wants to understand or wants to even think about the true, real, down-to-earth reasons of why they should be doing this, such as taking a political office. And something, John, the American people don't matter. We're just a number. In fact, we're the guinea pigs. That's what we are. We don't matter.
Well, to the media.
We haven't mattered for years. They use us and use us to get in. They use us and use us to get their numbers, to get their viewers' attention. Who are we kidding?
It's all about numbers.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the American media is not doing anyone any kind of service. You know, normally
no.
You're supposed to look at America and look above, but I think we're looking down.
ABC, NBC, CNN, all those media news outlets should be sued, outright sued. And they should be sued by the Trump campaign.
Well, yeah, with all
and
these
help.
False saying all these stuff, I'll tell you the truth. I think they're underestimating Trump. But they're doing that because they don't want people to feel like he has a chance.
Yes.
Look, I don't know how well he's going to do, but I know he's going to do better than what the media's saying.
You know something? We may not know this for a fact, but how much, I'll bet you a dollar they screw around with the poll.
I just want to say one thing. Before we talk about the polls, Javanko, because I'm going to forget about this, and I want to give Javanko some credit. You want to know what Donald Trump said the other day?
What did he say?
He said, if Hillary Clinton wins, it'll be World War III. Javanko said that.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
He said that the other day. Javanko, he said that the other day, right, when we went off air.
Yep, if she gets in, there will be World War III on our grounds. I am telling you that she is going to let so many of those refugees that we don't even know anything about, no documentation, and if they're going to turn around on us because we don't know what their values are, we don't know where they come from, we don't know who they work for or if they work for anyone initially, we don't know anything. They're going to turn around with their gun, and it'll be World War III. And it's funny. She's willing to give guns to former criminals, but not to the law-abiding citizens of the United States of America, any illegals, guns.
It's sad, isn't it?
For what?
I couldn't tell you.
Is she trying to turn this into a monarchy where we all become peasants and work for her and any of the other rich families in politics? I mean, it's gotten to the point of...
You know,
but... We only got 5 minutes left, Mom.
We do. So we'll just go over everything again. We're going to be doing a special show about the ballot questions this weekend. Javanko is going to be off Javanko. When you come back, it's going to be 1 week till Election Day.
Absolutely.
So we're literally going to be wrapping up everything we've been talking about for the past couple months. It's actually been a year. I remember we started this a year ago, speaking about the presidential election, and it is going to be something for the books after it's over. You know, it's going to be sad because we've been talking about this, Jovanko, since season one.
Yep. Since
like,
spring,
what are we going to do?
Even before we started radio together, we've been saying this since May of 2015.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to, we're going to have nothing to talk about, Jovanko.
Oh,
but
no,
I'm just, I know, right? I'm pleased. Now we're going to have to talk about whoever wins and then everything that's going to happen. So all I'm saying is it is just the beginning.
People got to keep in mind, this is the turning point for our country. We can either go up or we can either go down. We are so bad off. I mean, regardless if you're for Hillary or for Trump, keep in mind the state of our country right now, and whoever gets in, just think if they don't do their freaking job, it's like the point of no return. This is it. This is the most crucial election year probably in a very long time.
Yep.
So.
So no, it's going to be important to go out.
For, but I know who I'm voting
do
for.
Do early voting. Everyone needs to do early voting. You know, it's really important that we start voting as soon as you can, just in case you can't make it on election day or something comes up. It happens. And everyone needs to be accounted for, especially if you're an American citizen, right, Jovanko?
Oh, God. Only if you're an American citizen. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Let's not corrupt the system, right? So we got about 1:45 left. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. Jovanko, what are you going to be doing for Halloween?
I am going to be having fun.
What are you going to do for Halloween? Explain to the viewers again who you're going to be for Halloween.
A bad, dirty cop.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Jovanko. I don't want to see any Facebook pictures.
Snapchat.
Just be safe and aware, Jovanko. Just be safe and aware.
Yeah, thank you all the viewers out there. Please have a safe Halloween, and please don't do anything stupid.
Don't do anything stupid, please. I won't do anything stupid, so you as well. Exactly. And I want to tell you, I will be back with everyone next week for a regular scheduled show. Monday and Wednesday, I'll have some special guests all week. Jovanko will be back after that. Then we will do election coverage, and then I will be going on my vacation. So I want to tell everyone it was a pleasure. I look forward to seeing all of you next week. Do something that you always enjoy. Don't forget to vote. Election Day is among us. November 8th. Good night, everyone. Good night, Jovanko.
Good night.